Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omote and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. We're into the last week of February, people. Damn, time is moving really quick. But anyway, how you doing? Hopefully everybody's doing good. I'm doing okay, can't complain. And of course, I'm back with yet another African album review. Where are we taking it to this week? It's going back to my home country, Zimbabwe.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
This review came about after Lee Makhani tweeted that people slept on her album. Of course, she's putting her money where her mouth is, so this review comes with a lot at stake for you, Lee Makhani. Linda Nyauchi, aka Lee Makhani, recently released an album titled Sana, which was launched in August 2019. Her debut EP came out in 2017, and she was also nominated for the Star FM Awards under the Outstanding House category for the song Skoro Skoro, which she did with multi-award winning dancer and choreographer John Cole. Sana is Lee Makhani's debut full-length album, which she independently released. It's got 8 tracks, producer placements by Murphy Cubic and Larynx, and also writing credits to MJ Sings, no relation to me. Mixing and mastering was done by Larynx.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Sana opens up with the title track, which is called Sana Lwam. It adopts a mid-tempo Afropop sound with an undeniable Afrocentric twist. Lee Makhani takes a position of advising her youth to always be strong and never give up, because the journey of life will always have trials. In a way, I almost felt like she was speaking to herself, like maybe an older version of herself, or she just took someone else's position to speak to herself, just as a reinforcement and reminder that life definitely has ups and downs, so she just has to keep going. If this child feels like it's too hard to take, then they have to remember that there is a greater reward after the hard times, where they will become someone of note and everybody will talk about them. It's a very mature track that really challenged my perception of who Lee Makhani is as a musician. Of course, on Twitter, she's got jokes upon jokes, so you'd sometimes expect that online persona to transcend the musical character that she's got, but hey, nah, it's not even like that. My Qualifier, which also has a video on YouTube, is one of the singles to come out of the Sana album. This one is a bit more dancey and up-tempo. That's a perfect fit considering that it is a love song with a youthful allure. The production by Murphy Cubic caught my attention here. It mixes a house sort of vibe with Afrobeats to make a fantastic eclectic blend. On the other hand, I really don't know what a qualifier is. Not sure if it's a new type of slang or what, but yeah, that one left me with more questions than answers. So, Lee Makhani, what's up?
Find us on motomotomusic.com.
Without a doubt, the most powerful track on Sana is La Pokona, where Lee Makhani talks to her late mom about how life has been without her, and she says they will meet again, but until then she will continue doing her very best and chasing these dreams she's wanted to achieve. If you've lost someone really close to you, especially a parent, this song will really get you feeling all sorts of ways. Lee Makhani adds to it by singing it beautifully, and it's absolutely otherworldly. Listen to this song, La Pokona. You also get exceptional compositions such as Leaving You and Sonosam, that take that Afrocentric sound yet again, but interestingly capture a beautiful aspect of Ndebele culture in them. It's not about the language per se, but the expression in the instrumentation and more. Being able to do that without sacrificing what makes the music modern and enjoyable is definitely something I appreciated on this body of work, and I think Lee Makhani should definitely continue doing that.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The production on Sana was crazy awesome. This is the kind of music I want to tell the world about. Murphy Cubic and Larynx really came through for Lee Makhani, and they are definitely underrated in Zim circles, but bloody excellent at their craft. You can tell that this team challenged themselves on songs such as Sana Lam, and to a large extent, it worked. This is the kind of daring I like to hear, because often you find the gold there. Musically, of course, every single song on here had its place. Notable mention to MJ Sings for a commanding vocal performance as well. I felt that Lee Makhani explored some very real topics and experiences on Sana. The themes here are varied from dealing with death, love, facing life, appreciating culture and our ancestors as well. The songwriting was absolutely top draw. There is something there for everyone, and not only within the lyrical content, but the music as well. To be able to experiment with different sounds while maintaining a very mature musical persona is not an easy thing to do, but Lee Makhani does it with ease. Vocally, Lee Makhani has a wonderful range. She can sing and her tonality is easy on the ear. She's gifted in being able to interpret the impact of a song in those backing vocals supporting her own lead. It makes all the difference. Her voice is unique enough to be noticeable instantly, but not monotonous to the point where you get tired of it. And this means an 8-track offering was a smart move to really capture the scope of her musical talents. It leaves the audience wanting more, and I certainly want another album from her now. My one gripe with Sana is that the sequencing oscillates between different tempos sometimes, and although this isn't really a major pitfall at all, I would have loved to feel that build up from track to track, then ending with the higher energy tracks such as Zoka and My Qualify. Good thing is, because the album is fairly short, it's not something you readily notice. I would also say I found it challenging to decode the artistic intent behind the album cover. So, you know, hopefully Lee Makhani can explain that to me after she listens to this podcast, because, yeah.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, now that I've listened to Sana, I highly agree with Lee Makhani's tweet that this album was slept on. More so considering that there are 3 dope videos for the singles from this project, I really don't see why Zimbabwe is not appreciating her work a whole lot more. It is absolutely criminal with the whole level of talent and quality in the music. I think by any bar she is one of the top talents in the country, and Zim is on a wave of a unique crop of female artists over the last few years with talents such as Amara Brown, Gemma Griffiths, really endearing themselves to the people. As far as I'm concerned, Future Baby Mama is easily in Zimbabwe's top 10, and she just needs that one breakout hit to set everything in the right direction to the very top. My favorite songs on Sana are Omthandayo, which has a killer video. Choose your love. Just choose the person you love. Lapokona, Sonosam, and My Qualifier. I recommend all my Zimbo family to listen to this album and just discover some great music. And also my African fam, if you enjoy that Afrobeat and Afropop blend, this Southern African sound might suit your fancy. You can listen to the Sana album on YouTube currently, though I did have a chat on Twitter with Lee Makhani about potentially getting her album on streaming platforms to make it easier for a wider audience to gain access to her music. I hope that happens soon because Lee Makani is a very talented star with the complete package to go all the way. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dang, dang.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.